As always, thank you, Ben. My goodness. You know, one of the places where I've always had a little bit of a head banging with unity is when what I do here on Sunday morning is called a talk. I can't describe the way that makes me feel when people say that. So I can tell you that I don't think anybody could talk after that. That calls for a sermon. I got to preach after that. So fasten your seatbelts. When it gets close to Christmas time, I often greet people by saying, ho, 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 because I kind of can get away with it. I tried close to Thanksgiving going up to people and saying, gobble, gobble. It's just not the same. It just doesn't work the same way. So I will bypass that and just say, happy Thanksgiving. And I hope that where you are and under the limitations that we're living right now, that Thanksgiving will indeed be a blessed time for you no matter what your situation is and how many people you're able to get together with. But we're going to take a look at gratitude this morning. I want to begin with scripture that talks about gratitude. I found some more than 100 references in scripture to being grateful, to expressing gratitude, expressing thankfulness. Just a few of them. 1 Chronicles, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. That specific phrase is a formula that is used in the scripture, used some 40 times in the Old Testament. For God is good and his love endures forever. In Psalm 95, let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Psalm 100, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Then moving into the New Testament in 1 Thessalonians, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And then in 1 Timothy, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgivings be made. As I said, over and over again, we find in Scripture this at least encouragement and many times almost commandments to be grateful and to express gratitude. And I was wondering, you know, why is it that it's so important that we express thanks? One story that I have, that this is a true story. I was somewhere, I don't remember where it was one time, and there was a mom and her little boy, and somebody gave the little boy a piece of candy. And his mother said, say thank you. And the little boy was busy with the candy, and she said, say thank you. The little boy was busy with the candy. She said, she grabbed him by the arm, yanked him over, and said, say thank you. And of course, the little boy with his lip trembling and tears running down his face looked up and said, thank you. And I thought, now, this is not quite the lesson we really want to teach kids. I mean, that puts gratitude in a very different light, and it is that way for a lot of people. So let's take a look at what gratitude really means for us. And I've come to see that thanksgiving and gratitude has two aspects to it. One of those is our human experience of thanksgiving and gratitude. Now, in many situations, you find that somebody will give you something. Somebody will give you a gift. Somebody will do you a favor. Somebody will give you a compliment. And what follows that, of course, is immediately to say thank you. Now, there's some people who expect to hear that when they give you something. When they give you something, they want something in return. And some people do that just as a matter of practicality. I mean, if you send somebody a birthday card with money in it, you'd like to know that the money got to them. Even if you're not real needy about being thanked, you still would like to know that something had happened. You'd like to know that what you gave that person is something they wanted or something that you somebody did for you is going to serve a purpose. You want to know that. So it's important to some people. To some people, it's really needy that they hear thank you. I remember well in one of my churches many years ago, a lady came in and gave us a bunch of tablecloths for the kitchen. And it was a nice thing to do. And I told her thank you very appropriately. And a while later, she came back to me and said I didn't thank her enough. She wanted to be recognized thanked in front of the whole church for what she did. She needed to be thanked. She needed to hear that. And some people are like that. If they do something for you, they're waiting, you know, tapping their foot, waiting for you to say thank you and express appropriate gratitude to them for what they have done for you. So we have that whole range from people who are giving you something, of liking from a practical point of view to hear the gratitude, and on the other end, a need, a demand that you are thankful to them for what they have done. That's our human side of things. And that's a big part of our life. And when we experience receiving things, and we experience our feelings of gratitude and expressing that gratitude. Now, one of the reasons that we need this, I did quite a bit of research on this. You'd be surprised how much information there is out there about this whole thing of gratitude and saying thank you and then saying you're welcome. And a lot of our societal norms depend on this smooth operation. Because when somebody does something for you and you say thank you and you mean it sincerely, what do they usually do? Then they will say, ah, you're welcome. No problem. De nada. Or you would do that too. You know, that's fine. And what happens there is that we've brought a smoothness into the system. It works. You say thank you. You're welcome. It works. I give you something, you say thank you, I say you're welcome, and it works. That energy begins to move smoothly, and it doesn't get all blocked up or chopped up. So in our culture, the operation of our interpersonal reactions depends largely on this awareness and the use of gratitude on a human level. So we recognize that difference between our humanness and our spirituality around this idea of gratitude, because in our human side of things, what's really important, the gratitude is really expressed for the giver. When you give something to someone and they say thank you, that thank you is for you. It's to say, okay, I acknowledge the gift, it was a good gift, I appreciate it, it's valuable, and then that's returned to the giver and they say, you're welcome, and it works, it moves, it flows like that. So the thank you is for the person who's giving. Now, when we look at this from a spiritual point of view, there's a different perspective here, because saying thank you from a spiritual point of view is not about the giver. It's about the recipient. Now, there are people who believe, and I certainly do not, that God needs our adoration. That somehow spirit needs to be thanked, that spirit needs to be recognized, and spirit needs to be worshiped. And I hardly think that an ultimate being has any needs like that from this little human right here. So in our humanness, gratitude is for the one who is giving. In a spiritual perspective, the gratitude is the one who has received. So experiencing gratitude and saying thank you is about you and me from a spiritual point of view, because God doesn't need that from us. But it helps us when we do that. When I look around me, and like that lovely song said, you know, the magnitude of God's presence and God's blessings, when we look at that and we say, oh my God, and mean it, and we say, I am so grateful for all that I have. And then we express that in some way through song or through art or through movement or some way or another we express that. That is not to please God. That is not to satisfy God. That is to complete that flow of energy within ourselves. Because saying thank you and feeling gratitude and expressing gratitude from a spiritual point of view is about going inside ourselves and having that experience there. And God is a witness of that. But spirit does not need that from us. So it makes a difference. It's really interesting how this shows up in literature sometimes. The great epic poem Paradise Lost tells us in one part of it about how Satan came to be thrown out of heaven. You know, that old story that we find in the Bible. And one of the reasons that Satan had a problem with God is he got tired of being grateful. Satan felt like it never ended. Because God needed this constant adoration, and Satan had to constantly be praising God and thanking God, and just got worn out about it, and you know, started the insurrection in heaven, got thrown out of heaven. That's the way Paradise Lost tells the story. And I think that's something of our story too. On some level, I think we get tired of that. I've got to be grateful to God forever. I've got to be grateful to the Spirit every day, every minute, every breath I take. I've got to express gratitude for God for the breath I'm taking. That gets really old from a human point of view. So when I realize God doesn't need that from me, but I need it. I need to be aware of my abundant blessings. I need to allow myself to experience the joy and the amazing experience of all that I have. And I need to express that in some way. I need to do that. God doesn't need that. And that makes a difference. So when we begin to look around us and see the goodness, and I know we have so many challenges right now. We have things coming out of our society that challenge us. We have the pandemic challenging us, and on it goes. So I know that's there, but underneath that and around that, there are other things that are so amazing. We live in this abundant universe, and there's so much goodness around us. And for me to be able to say, this is mine, and I am so grateful. And if I do a happy dance or whatever it is that you do to express that feeling that you have, that's for you. And it blesses you. Let's look at Charles Fillmore. I said a moment ago that in Scripture there were over 100 cases, at least that, of the Bible talking to us about being grateful and thanksgiving and so forth. I found some 100 references in Charles Fillmore's writings about gratitude as well. Here are a few of them. It has been found by experience that a person increases his blessings by being grateful for what he has. Gratitude, even on the mental plane, is a great magnet. When gratitude is expressed from the spiritual standpoint, it is powerfully augmented. So when we start looking at gratitude from our own experience and not giving it to God, but experiencing one ourselves, it gets multiplied. We turn our attention inward because we are the recipients of all that goodness and all that blessing, and it is for us. Then, every word has a quality that sympathetically relates it to an idea innate in the mind of man. And when the word is released, it radiates an energy that contracts or expands the body cells and through them, external nature. For example, words of praise, gratitude, or thanksgiving expand, set free, and in every way radiate energy. So it's important that we choose our words and our feelings very carefully because they all have power. And even the scientists are proving now that the spoken word carries a vibration, and that vibration has an effect on what goes on out there. It affects matter as that vibration strikes matter. So when I stand here and I say, I am so blessed, I am so blessed, and I sing it, and I dance it, and I feel it, that goes out from me, radiates out in vibration, and affects my world. And that's not the point. This is not the point of the sermon today. But the other side is true too. What if I whine and I complain and I gripe and I groan and I cuss and I fuss and that goes out from me? That too affects my world. So it's important that we're very deliberate about the kind of words that we use, the kind of thoughts that we hold in our mind. And remember that when we hold those thoughts of gratitude within ourselves, that experience is for us. It is not for spirit. It is not for God. And there's great power in that. And one last reference from Papa Charlie, from Charles Fillmore. Metaphysicians have discovered that words which express thanks, gratitude, and praise release mind energy of mind and soul, and their use is usually followed by effects so pronounced that they are quickly identified with the words that provoke them. Let your words of praise and thanksgiving be to spirit, and the increase will be given even greater than when they are addressed to man. The resources of spirit are beyond our highest flight of imagination. You can praise a weak body into strength, a fearful heart into peace and trust, and shatter nerves into poise and power. So let us be very careful about the feelings of gratitude and the words of gratitude that we speak. And as we go into Thanksgiving, let us think together about these two dimensions of gratitude and thanksgiving, of our humanness first. Give some thought, not in a paranoid, judging kind of way, but are you being appropriately grateful and expressing that gratitude to others? Have you taken for granted something that someone did for you or gave to you, or a compliment that was passed to you or whatever? Did you let it just go by and not really fully grab it and experience it? So let this time of Thanksgiving be a reminder of our relationship with others and how this experience of gratitude experienced and shared with fellow human beings makes such a difference in our society and how we live together, and makes a difference in how the energy between us flows back and forth smoothly and completely and in a healthy way. And also let us remember as we're experiencing this Thanksgiving that spirit does not need our gratitude. We need that gratitude for ourselves. So as we see the great spiritual blessings that we have, it always so amazes me when I get in the middle of studying for a sermon and I get all this material in front of me and all this stuff running through my head, I just sit back and say, thank you, God, for this abundance, and celebrate it and honor it and bless it. And I feel grateful for that because it is mine. It is there for me to use. So let us be sure during this time of Thanksgiving that we look around on all that is around us, all the blessing that is ours, all the things that come to us that are so very good and so very sacred and so very blessed. And let us experience that, taste it to the fullest, and celebrate it in some way, express it in some particular way. It might be through, through song. It might be through looking at art or creating art. But allow that experience of gratitude be yours, for you, to nourish you, to strengthen you, to bless you, to multiply all that you have. One of the traditions that I grew up with was taught this from as long as I can remember, is saying the blessing before you eat. Now that's a tradition that a lot of people have let go by the side. They don't do that anymore. And I know I've seen people who prayed before they ate in a restaurant and other people kind of snickering and pointing at them and that sort of thing. So a lot of people don't do that anymore. But the point of that, the point of saying, here's this bounty before me that I'm about to eat and I'm grateful for it and I celebrate it and I'm going to enjoy it now, that is for you. And it makes something real. There's even some indication that if you do it right, the scientists have proven this part of it, that your digestion operates better if you say a blessing before you eat. If you bless the food before you partake of it, it blesses your body in a different way. That's been proven scientifically. And even beyond that, when we carry that sense of appreciation, that sense of celebration, that sense of joy, it's more meaningful for us. And anyone we're sharing a meal with benefits from that as well. Because remember, your thoughts carry vibration, your words carry vibration, and as they go out from you, they impact everything that is in front of them. So if there's anybody else with you, they get blessed by it too. So again, remember, as you share this at Thanksgiving or experience this Thanksgiving, let gratitude work on a human level. Let it work completely and fully. Become very good at it. Practice gratitude as you share with others. And secondly, remember the spiritual side of it, that this gratitude, this celebration, this Thanksgiving is for you. So let it be fully yours, completely yours. And I'll just have to say to close out, gobble, gobble.
Oh my goodness. I'm grateful for technology because we're used to it, right? All of you who know me know that my voice is certainly loud enough. I could blast y'all out of here without any help. My grandpa had a farm when I was growing up in western Pennsylvania, and one of my delights as far back as I can remember is going to the highest hill and shouting and listen for the echoes and shouting again. And of course, I grew up in a culture in the country where the parent just simply yelled out into the neighborhood when it was time for me to come home. So we still appreciate